Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 18th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Key in the human-centric AI toolbox, designed for simplicity and real-life solutions. Keyin, the human-centric AI toolbox, is revolutionizing the tech landscape with its user-friendly approach to artificial intelligence. Unlike complex AI models, Keyin offers practical solutions for everyday needs, making AI accessible to students, professionals, and everyday users. With over 40 tools available on a single platform, Keyin simplifies tasks like crafting cover letters, generating business plans, and creating social media content. Designed for non-technical users, Keyin ensures a seamless experience from start to finish. By focusing on functionality and user experience, Keyin is making a real impact in the lives of its users, offering results that matter. Stay tuned for Keyin's continued growth and expansion in response to user feedback and demand.
DigiPayGuru expands global reach with new cross-border payment capabilities. DigiPay.guru, a leading provider of next-generation digital payment solutions, has expanded its cross-border payment platform globally. This upgrade aims to streamline cross-border transactions for banks, fintech companies, and financial institutions worldwide. By offering a faster, more transparent, and highly interoperable platform, DigiPay.guru is enhancing accessibility for users around the world. The company's commitment to inclusivity and efficiency is evident in this latest advancement. With features like multi-currency support, peer-to-peer remittances, bulk payments, and AML screening, DigiPayGuru is revolutionizing the global payment landscape. The company's flexible API-first architecture and plans to support blockchain and digital currencies further solidify its position as a key player in the evolving fintech industry.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Authentic Holdings, OPGRO, subsidiary Maybach's global launches hit broadcast of Ring of Combat via Swerve TV. Authentic Holdings, OPGRO, announced a successful debut broadcast of Ring of Combat via Swerve TV, marking a major licensing agreement with its subsidiary Maybach's Global Entertainment LLC. The event drew significant viewership and social media engagement, showcasing the legacy of Ring of Combat as a platform for UFC fighters. This collaboration sets the stage for future events and will be available on demand through the iDream CTV app. Authentic Holdings combines entertainment, technology, and textiles, while Tiny Gems serves as a specialized communications platform for small-cap and mid-cap companies with promising futures. For more information, visit Authentic Holdings' website at AuthenticHoldingsInc.com.
SFAA Members Elect Board Leadership outlines vision and path forward. The Surety of Fidelity Association of America, SFAA, recently held its 117th annual meeting focusing on advancing the industry's future. SFA Chair Mike Koenig and President and CEO Ryan Work emphasized collaboration, innovation, and engagement to capitalize on opportunities in the dynamic marketplace. Ralph Pulver received the 2025 Surety Platinum Award, while the Surety Association of Ohio and the San Diego Surety Association won the 2025 Silver Surety Awards. Keynote speaker Sam Jordan discussed the intersection of technology, trust, and transformation. U.S. Congressman Addison McDowell participated in a discussion on infrastructure priorities. The 2025-2026 Board of Directors and Executive Committee were unanimously elected, including members from companies like Markel Surety, Arch Insurance Group, and Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Investor news breaks: Aegis Capital Corp. announces completion of $4.3 million public offering for Stardust Power, NASDAQ SDST. Aegis Capital Corp. has successfully closed a $4.3 million underwritten public offering for Stardust Power Inc., NASDAQ SDST, a developer of battery-grade lithium products. The offering included 21,500 shares of common stock at 20 cents per share. Aegis has a 45-day option to purchase up to 3,225,000 additional shares. Proceeds will fund the completion of the definitive feasibility study for Stardust Power's proposed lithium processing facility in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Aegis Capital Corporation, in business for over 40 years, offers investment banking, wealth management, insurance, and more through its primary clearing relationship with RBC Clearing and Custody. For more information, visit aegiskeepcorp.com.
Biomed News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Tello, reports preclinical success for Telomere 1 in progeria cell lines. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol TELO, has reported successful preclinical results for Telomere 1 in progeria cell lines. The company's lead candidate, Telomere 1, showed promising results in preventing cellular aging in human progeria cell lines from the Progeria Research Foundation. This novel small molecule improved cell viability, reduced oxidative stress, and restored mitochondrial function in cells from a child with Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome. Telomere 1 targets key mechanisms of progeria at the molecular level, unlike the only FDA-approved treatment. These results mark a significant advancement as Telomere Pharmaceuticals moves forward with IND-enabling work and potential orphan drug designation. Investor News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NAC, QNTM, advances brain and alcohol health pipeline, receives Phase 2 trial approval for FSD-202. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. is making significant strides in advancing its pipeline targeting brain disorders and alcohol health. The company has received approval for a Phase 2 trial of FSD-202 in patients with idiopathic mast cell activation syndrome, addressing unmet needs in inflammatory pain. Quantum is also preparing for an IND filing for its Lucid MS compound for progressive multiple sclerosis and has launched a PET imaging study with Massachusetts General Hospital. Subsidiary Unbuzzed Wellness is gearing up for a potential IPO, while Quantum has expanded its Bitcoin holdings to $5 million and plans to issue contingent value rights linked to pending litigation. The company reported reduced administrative costs and increased R&D spend in Q1 2025, ensuring cash runway into 2027.
With fresh funding and strong Phase 3 data, PolyPid advances towards FDA approval. PolyPid Ltd. announced securing $26.7 million through warrant exercises post-successful SHIELD II Phase 3 trial results. Their breakthrough surgical infection prevention technology, D-PLEX 100, demonstrated significant reduction in surgical site infections and met all key endpoints. With a market cap of around $36 million, PolyPid's undervaluation presents an opportunity for investors. Anticipated catalysts include NDA submission in early 2026, eligibility for Medicare's new technology add-on payment, U.S. partnership discussions, and a substantial market opportunity. The company's platform technology offers growth potential beyond surgical infections, with Wall Street analysts maintaining bullish outlooks. With a notable discount to peers, extended cash runway, and strong support, PolyPid stands out as an intriguing opportunity for biotech investors.
New Alvarez & Marsal report on tariff impact highlights the imperative for companies to use current turmoil as license to radically improve operations. The consumer and retail group of Alvarez & Marsal released a report urging retailers to take immediate action amidst global trade policy shifts. In the report, companies are advised to quantify total tariff exposure and identify cost-cutting opportunities. The authors emphasize the importance of not wasting this crisis moment and suggest reducing costs, fueling innovation, and optimizing supply chains. Management teams are encouraged to focus on improving operations and fortifying their businesses. The report provides 9 key areas for companies to navigate tariff challenges successfully, including reshaping sourcing strategies and establishing cross-functional command centers for accountability.
Lesdu TechMed launches seamless medical record review billing through CaseDrive. Lesdu TechMed, a leading medical record review outsourcing firm, has launched a new medical record review billing system called CaseDrive. This innovative tool promises a seamless and transparent billing experience for clients, including IMEs, QMEs, law firms, insurance firms, and life care planners. CaseDrive, powered by AI, offers real-time billing visibility, automated invoicing, flexible billing cycles, tailored billing packages, and specialized billing summaries. With this launch, Lesdu TechMed aims to eliminate hidden fees, confusing invoices, and delayed payments, providing clients with complete transparency and peace of mind in their medical record review services.
Biomed News Breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., NASDAQ INBS, to deploy fingerprint drug testing system across MWS sites in Australia. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as INBS, will deploy its intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system across Managed Waste Service, MWS sites in New South Wales, Australia. This move by MWS marks its first transition to in-house on-site drug testing for various purposes. The system provides non-invasive results in under 10 minutes, allowing for quick safety decisions without disrupting operations. INBS continues to expand its reach in safety-critical industries, with over 450 organizations in 24 countries using its scalable drug testing technology. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Sologenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, proprietary therapy shows promise in treatment of psoriasis. Sologenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has developed a promising therapy for the treatment of psoriasis. Their SGX-302 utilizes visible light to reduce inflammation and promote skin healing, with a phase 2a study showing it to be well-tolerated with no significant adverse events. Psoriasis, affecting 3% of the adult population in the U.S., can have a significant impact on daily life. Sologenics is leading the way in innovative psoriasis treatments, with SGX-302 currently in phase 2a clinical trials. This novel treatment aims to address mild to moderate psoriasis, a condition that affects over 7.5 million individuals in the U.S. Stay updated on Sologenics News at their newsroom website. Lesdu TechMed launches seamless medical record review billing through CaseDrive. Lesdu TechMed has launched a next-generation medical record review billing system through their product CaseDrive. The tool promises a seamless, transparent, and intelligent billing experience for IMEs, QMEs, law firms, insurance firms, and life care planners. CaseDrive, the company's AI-powered platform, offers real-time billing visibility and automated invoicing. Clients can now enjoy flexible billing cycles, tailored billing packages, and specialized billing summaries. This innovative solution aims to eliminate hassles and elevate client trust in medical record review services, like narrative summaries, medical chronologies, and deposition summaries. Lesdu TechMed continues to lead innovation in medical record reviews and billing automation.
Trump signs measure overriding EV mandate, a blow to Musk and California. President Donald Trump has signed a measure overriding California's electric vehicle mandate, dealing a blow to Tesla and other American startups like Mullen Automotive Inc. This move prevents the state from compelling automakers to cut their greenhouse gas emissions at an accelerated rate. Tesla, already facing falling sales due to brand issues, will be impacted by this decision. The GOP Senate's recent vote in favor of blocking California's 2035 electric vehicle mandate will also hinder the state's electrification plans. Investors can find more news and updates about Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems is a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies with promising futures, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYS American, PLG, PTM. Advances Waterberg Project amid third straight year of platinum deficits. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., listed on the NYSE American as PLG and on the TSX as PTM, is making significant advancements with its Waterberg project in South Africa amidst the third consecutive year of platinum deficits. The platinum market saw a deficit of around 992,000 ounces in 2024, with projections indicating a continued undersupply through 2025. This imbalance has led to a surge in platinum prices, creating challenges and opportunities for companies like Platinum Group Metals. with a focus on unlocking new platinum supply and exploring innovative industrial applications, Platinum Group Metals is poised to play a crucial role in addressing the growing demand for platinum and palladium.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.